You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry has been in a mood the past couple of weeks, and he's got an opening statement this week and then a bunch of hot takes. You guys ready?
Jerry, yes.
So I hear that little dumpling, Brian Hayes, is all hot and bothered over an innocent golf chirp this morning. Well, that chirp was child's play if you ask Jerry. Because I'd be your worst nightmare on the course. Every chunk, shank, or chili dip comes with a ruthless chirp. And God forbid Jerry sees you four jerk a green. I'll have you in a fetal position. Jerry never four jerks. Ever.
No, he's a three-putt machine, but never a four-jerk on any green. Ever.
No. Four-jerk.
Ever.
Jerry will not four-jerk it. No.
No, he will not. All right. So, yeah, Jerry's heard about me being chirped, and apparently he's ruthless on the course. That's fine. And whenever you're ready, Jerry, I'll meet you anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
You guys ready for the hot takes?
Let's ready go. To rock.
Sticking with the golf theme, Jerry's Jack for Tiger versus Phil 2.0. Because it's going to be a rousing success and Peyton and Tom will actually contribute. Back 9, back 8, back 19, who knows where they'll go with that one. What a chop question by Hayes.
You know, back 19 on Sunday, or back 8, back 9 on Sunday. What's that going to feel like without fans? Jerry.
The back 8 just gets me every time.
Jerry adding the production level too. That was unnecessary. Yeah, Jerry and Mullen working together. Mm-hmm. All right, so Jerry's calling it, man. He said this weekend it's going to be a resounding what did he say? What word did he use there? Mullen, I'm reaching for it. Doesn't matter.
A rousing success.
Yep. Rousing success.
I'm going to go 95% Hayes. I think people just are dying to watch something. Everybody's in their house. There's no live sports and. I give these guys credit for getting ahead of it and saying, look, we can do something here. Let's get on TV somehow. And we saw it last weekend, 90%.
I'm high on this, too, because they moved the needle, like these people. Like yeah, it's star
especially
power.
The one guy.
It's star power. That's what moves the needle. And, you know, I'm gonna tune in and be watching intently. And you're right; it's the big boys, but it's also the big names. So for me, I'm tuning in. So I'm gonna be 97%. I think it's a success regardless what happens.
Yeah, I'm certainly in the majority here. I'll go a little bit lower because people are looking for something to complain about with sports.
Right, that's
you know,
true.
Like we noticed that last weekend. You got four world class golfers out there playing. But they didn't chirp enough, and their games weren't sharp enough. And, hey, where was this guy? It's like, come on. Like,
right.
You're going to find the contrarian. You're going to find people that hate on everything, and they haven't been able to hate on sports in 2 months, so they're going to get their licks in this weekend. But my initial thought was I don't like the setup, the idea of them playing best ball or alternate shot off the tee, because you've got Tiger and Phil – whoever
yeah, it's
wants
like
to
how
see.
Many? It's just like the girl that I asked to just pick it up. It's like, what are you really going to do?
We're wasting time with Brady and Peyton. But the more I think about it, like those two are the stars of
right.
North
Name
American
power.
Sports. Like Tiger is in their category, and Phil is huge too. But like Tom Brady, as big as Tiger is, and everyone knows Tiger, golf is like 5%. Of the popularity of the NFL. Like, it's
hey,
not even
have
close.
You seen the recent numbers on NFL jersey sales?
Yeah. Crazy, eh? How about Tua?
Nine of the top 10 are in the state of Florida.
How about
Tua at
beating
one.
Brady? Like,
yeah.
he had number one and two. He had the home whites and the road teal.
Yeah.
And he's ahead of Brady and ahead yeah. of Gronk. I couldn't
it's
believe that.
It's basically Tua, and then Brady and Gronk are the other, like, nine
impressive,
of 10.
Impressive, though.
Right.
It's impressive. You're right. The NFL moves the needle, and... it's 95% more popular than golf, which is crazy to say, but it is.
It is. And having those two will be big.
I think Brady and Manning are going to, they're going to surprise people. Like, I think they're better athletes, not better athletes. They are amazing athletes. They're not going to chop it around and shoot 120.
Brady can play. Like, Brady's a legitimate, decent player. He's got a nice swing. He can play. I don't know about Manning, but I would assume Peyton knows how to play. But what they're going to bring is an entertainment value that will be, I think, was sorely lacking the last time when it was just the two of them. I think Manning and Brady are going to be chirping. They're going to be talking more. It allows them to talk NFL. Which I think will be big because golf fans will be like, all right, let's see Tiger hit this shot, and then Peyton's going to ask Brady about leaving for Tampa. Like that, you get kind of everything put together.
I think Manning's the guy that can bring the smack talk
big time.
He's out of the game. And he he's like, you know what, I'm out, and I can just throw shade on these guys.
Well,
and
he might, you're right, oh, sorry to interrupt. He might even start giving it to Brady and be like,
you
knew you were leaving 6 months ago. Why did you go through this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's candid talk. And if they're just BSing while they're walking up the course and we're getting a taste of that, I would love it. I think it would be fantastic.
I'm all in. I'm going to say 85% because you're going to have some haters and people that nitpick, and maybe the golf won't be so great, but having those guys involved, I think it's going to work.
Agreed.
At some point in his career, Alphonso Davies will be one of the most popular athletes in Canada. His bar play in Europe is quickly elevating. He will never, ever touch Derek Jeter, though.
Well, I mean, soccer players, dude, don't sell them short around the world. And
dude, I've heard conversations, and so has Jamie, not to exclude you, Hayes. Derek Jeter, people know that the work he did will never, no one.
Yeah, no, I'm as familiar as you two are. Believe me, I've studied it. I'm aware. And listen, bringing Jeter into the mix is unfair. But Alphonso Davies is 19 years old. We had Stephen Caldwell on last week, and Stephen said he thinks he's projecting, like he's moving towards the best left back in football, in soccer, around the world.
That's a big title.
That's a huge title. And soccer is popular here. It's not as big as hockey. It's not as big as, you know, football, even basketball or baseball necessarily. But it's big, and it's getting bigger, and we've never had an international star. We've never had a Canadian that made Europe pay attention. And I think he's going to get there, and I think when he does, he's going to be massive over here, as long as he wants to be big here. And what I mean by that is he's got to keep his ties here. He's got to have some endorsement deals here. He's got to be setting up some camps here, like, so people are familiar with what he's doing.
He's got to embrace it here. He's got to bring it back and still make himself visible back here.
Right. But if he does that, I'm going to say 100%. I will say 100% because I think he's going to, like, he's projecting, he's moving towards being the greatest soccer player we've ever had. And he's already at a big club in Bayern. I wouldn't be shocked in a few years if he's at Barcelona or Manchester United. And then, boom, his profile completely blows up.
Yeah, I'll go 85%. Canada loves they love talking about, like, if a Canadian's in a final at a tennis match or a soccer team, and it's like they got the whole country behind them. So it's like it's their guy and they love it. And KJ and Caldwell will be talking about him all the time. 85%.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm high on this. I just think I don't know the guy's personality, and that's where I think it's going to factor in. He's going to be an amazing athlete. He's going to be a superstar, but you have to have a certain type of personality to embrace that if you're going to be global. That's the one thing. So I'm going to say 90%.
Yeah, he's a kid, too. I don't know how comfortable he is with that, but his play would suggest he's going to elevate to a level we've never seen before. Which will get a lot of coverage.
Big Ben Roethlisberger will be a top 10 quarterback this season. I know for a fact Big Ben likes a Bailey's and coffee at Pebble Beach. He loves them.
Jerry, with some intel on Big Ben. Top 10 is asking a lot for a guy who basically missed the whole year last year, is not young,
and has contemplated retirement, and who knows what his like the last couple of years, he's like, I don't even know if I want to play next year.
Yeah,
like he said that a couple of years in a row, hasn't he?
Yeah, he especially although he changed his tune after they drafted Mason Rudolph.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, but prior to that, he gave it to you. Oh, now we'll see what happens. Now he wants to play. But, I mean, top 10, he's clearly got the talent and the capability. Yeah. He's been a top 10 guy his whole career.
I'm high on this. I think there's something about Big Ben just from watching that video, and I don't think the video tells a whole lot, but I think he's kind of fed up with people saying he's a fat pig. And I think he's got maybe a couple years left in him where he's like, you know what? Sometimes when a guy gets older, they realize that the end of the road is actually happening and they want to kind of perform. I think he's going to be that guy. So I'm 100% on Big Ben being a top 10 guy.
100%.
Wow. Yeah, 100.
The injury worries me and the age and all of that. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I agree with you. Oh, I think he feels like he's got something to prove. And
yeah, and you know, Jamie, being a backup goaltender, if you had a couple good starts, you got somebody's attention. It's like, I think he watched Rudolph last year and he's like, I don't know. I don't want to see a whole lot of this anymore. Yeah, like I want to get back to being the guy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I'm 82%.
I'm going to say 25% for a couple of reasons. Yeah, for a couple of reasons. One, he's got to stay healthy to be a top 10 guy.
That's the one thing.
That's been an issue. Health has been an issue. You also got to remember, this is a young man's league right now. You've got Mahomes, who's better. Jackson's better. Yeah. You've got guys in his own age bracket who I don't think he'll be. I think Rodgers will be better. Russell Wilson will be better. I think Brady likely will be better than him because of the consistency and the fact that he's been healthy. So I'm not saying that Roethlisberger is going to be terrible. I think he's got to be a top 10 guy if they're going to win that division. Like competing with Baltimore and how loaded they are. Cleveland is going to get better. Cincinnati's better. But I think he's somewhere in the middle of the pack, even if he's healthy. And there's nothing wrong with that. But coming off a full season away, he's getting up there in age. He might be in better shape, but he's never in great shape. I'm going to say 25%.
There will not be a professional sports all-star game for at least the next 3 seasons. Too bad, because Jerry puts in work during the break. He and Bill Daly get up to stuff that you have no idea about.
Poor Bill Daly.
I know. It's
like he always gets roped into Jerry's plans. And anyway, no all-star games in pro sports for at least 3 seasons.
Why is I don't know if they're going to play other sports.
I'm high on this. Because if we're talking about the NBA and the NHL, both of them going to have to catch up, especially the National Hockey League, going to have to catch up to their schedule.
Yeah, I'll go 85%. Like just the pain in the ass for everybody, people in buildings, like getting all the stars together. I'll go 85%, 3 years.
Yeah, I'll say 68%.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go a little bit lower just because it is a cash grab. I mean, you do have to remember that. I don't think they're going to happen in the next year or two. But in 3 years, might leagues come back and say, well, we could have the Pro Bowl. It's sponsored by Pepsi. They're willing to pay us, whatever. We'll do it.
Yeah, that's true.
That seems likely to me. So I'll say 20%. I do think it wouldn't shock me if this just blew them out altogether. There's so many people that hate on the All-Star games. And the fact that it takes up a portion of the season and the players don't want to be a part of it. But right now it doesn't make any sense why you would congregate for an event that is just meaningless for the most part. But in 3 years, there's money available.
Yeah, they'll want some normalcy.
They might stick their hand out and say, I'll take it.